one of the most important questions on the spiritual path and in any path or in any human endeavor is, what is God? Who is God? And especially people ask me as a yogi, how does a yogi view God? So there are many conceptions of God that people have in the world, and people fight over those conceptions. But for the yogi, God is not somebody in the sky with a big beard looking down on the earth and judging people. But we have a word for God, which is called Parama Purusha. It means the Supreme Consciousness. And this Supreme Consciousness is beyond this universe and imminent or pervading every particle of the universe. For the yogi, we believe that every particle of this universe is made of the consciousness, and the totality of all the consciousness of all the living and inanimate beings is Supreme Consciousness. And the goal of yoga is for an individual person who has an individual consciousness to unite that consciousness with the Supreme Consciousness. Now people say, but what is the Supreme Consciousness? Can I touch it, taste it, feel it, smell it, see it? This consciousness is beyond all of these kind of descriptions and qualities. And this is why it's elusive, and that's why some people say, well, there is no such thing. But we don't ask anybody to believe in something. The idea of meditation, the idea of yoga, is to do a practice and then experience this Supreme Consciousness. And for the yogi, the quality of this Supreme Consciousness is bliss. Anandam means unending bliss. And this is what all human beings seek, knowingly or unknowingly. And because this kind of a bliss is not found in the limited objects, that is the source of dissatisfaction that people have in their mundane lives. And this is one of the reasons why people turn inward to find a more lasting, a more permanent source of happiness. So in a word, for the yogi, God is bliss.